Come out of the world, oh my people.
Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instructions of our Creator and putting His Word into action. From suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show with your host, Paul Nisan.
Hello, everybody. It's Paul with Torah Life Ministries, and we are doing another episode of the Suffer Well devotional series. So glad and blessed to be doing this here every day with you and just preaching the word of a wonderful Messiah and letting you know scriptures more clearly, but more important, letting you know what it means to suffer well and the blessing it is to suffer. And some of you might think, how can it be a blessing to suffer? Well, if you're following along and you understand what suffer well means and the idea of it, you know exactly what I'm talking about. So today the title is Prophets Don't Know. We're going to read the devotional, and then we're going to get into a little teaching about it, and we're going to start right now. The prophets of old share a common distinction. They were all spokesmen of Yahweh, called for specific works. Yahweh, who knows the end from the beginning, inspired the prophets to speak specific words, the words of his heart. Some prophets were inside, calling the people to go out with them. Some were already outside, calling the people to come out. The common distinction was that they all had a word from Yahweh with specific intent. It was to take the chosen people away from where they were to where they were supposed to be. Very often they were words of warning, exhorting the people to repentance. In other words, they called the people to be more away, to move away from sin and towards righteousness, to go back to Yahweh. Prophets warn the people and later remind the people that they were warned. This leaves no room for excuses. The personification of the exemplary prophetical call is found in the life of Yeshua the Messiah. He was perfected through suffering, Hebrews 5, verse 8, and became obedient until death, Philippians 2, verse 8. He stayed in the perfect alignment with the will of the Father by always forsaking his own. He would only do what he saw his Father do, John 5, 19, and only spoke what he heard the Father say, John 12, 49. This brought a perfect clarity to every word and absolute reassurance that every word he spoke would produce exactly what his Father desired. Do you think I cannot call on my Father and he would at once put at my disposal more than 12 legions of Malachim? But how then would the scriptures be fulfilled that say it must happen this way? Matthew 26. Verses 53 to 54. This would have certainly been easier for Yeshua. However, the perfect prophet's call is the attitude of self-actualization, the opposite of the desire for self-fulfillment. He did not call down protection because he would not speak or do anything but the will of the Father. This is the recipe for sinlessness. The perfect prophet. Today, a key is handed to you. Yeshua the Messiah is the model of the prophet in his completeness. All others have something in common. They were incomplete. And they would never claim to be prophets, loved one. They would have be nervous about the task. Always measured and never self-assured. They would never feel adequate unto themselves. Oh, so very humble. A quiet, humble spirit in them would prevail. How could I possibly be capable of delivering his words? Humility is the key. It activates the power of Yahweh. Never let it go. What prophets do we have with us today? Are you a prophet? How many self-proclaimed prophets actually lead the sheep away from the Father's will, teach against his commandments? How many would prefer you hear their voices over his. A word of Yahweh to them, to these false prophets, they shall put out of your midst. Deuteronomy 13, verses 1 and 5. Be blessed. But blessed are your eyes, for they are now, for they are open, and for your ears, for they hear. For assuredly, I say to you that many prophets and righteous men desired to see what you see, and did not see it, and to hear what you hear, and did not hear it. Matthew 13, verses 16 to 17. Listen carefully, loved one. We are in the last season of the earth, as we know it. Rest assured that the very ones who fall under the title false prophet will be as loud, boisterous, and certainly self-assured. They will have no problem declaring, I am a prophet of Yahweh. This itself is your internal red flag and your inner assurance that they are not to be heeded. True prophets never need to declare that they are prophets. Be blessed, for your eyes see and your ears hear. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That is our devotional for today, and we're going to talk about this some more. We're going to talk about this, the red flags. The red flags, how you know what people to watch out for. And when I say people, yes, I do mean the preachers and the pastors out there that are leading the churches. I don't care if it's a church with three people or a mega church. We must identify the red flags, and this is where judgment comes in. For we are called to judge and discern. For there's only one judgment that's not up to us. That's the judgment of salvation on that day when we're standing before the Heavenly Father and He makes that decision. But prior to that, everything we're to judge and discern to know who is saying what and if it is truly from the word of Yah or from a false prophet. But the braggers, this is a wide open red flag. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians 13, verse 3, if I give all I possess to the poor and give over my body to the hardship that I may boast, but I do not have love, I gain nothing. 2 Timothy 3, verses 1 and 5 says, but mark this, there will be terrible times in the last days. People will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boastful, proud, abusive, disobedient to their parents, ungrateful, unholy, without love, unforgiving, slanderous, without self-control, brutal, not lovers of the good, treacherous, rash, conceited, lovers of pleasure, rather than lovers of Yahweh, having a form of godliness but denying its power, have nothing to do with such people. We must identify these braggers and these people that act this way and say these things. Matthew 6, 1 says, watch out. Don't do your good deeds publicly to be admired by others, for you will lose the reward from your Father in heaven. 1 Samuel 2, verse 3 says, do not keep talking so proudly, or let your mouth speak such arrogance. For Yahweh is a God who knows, and by him deeds are weighed. It goes on and on in the scriptures talking about boasters and braggers and how you could identify these are false prophets. Matthew 6, 2 says, when you give to someone in need, don't do it as the hypocrites do, blowing trumpets and in the synagogue streets to call the attention to their acts of charity. I tell you the truth, they have received all the reward they will ever get. Psalms 5, verse 5 says, the boastful shall not stand before your eyes. You hate all evildoers. And two more verses, Romans 1, verse 30 to 32 says, backbiters, haters of God, despite proud boasters and inventors of evil things, disobedient to their parents without understanding, covenant breakers without natural affection, incomplacent, unmerciful, who knowing the judgment of Yahweh, that they will commit such things, are worthy of death. Not only do the same, but have pleasure in them that do them. And then Jude 1:16 says, these people are grumblers and fault finders. They follow their own evil desires. They boast about themselves and flatter others for their own advantage. This is the opposite of humbleness, is pride. And some of us sometimes fall into this trap unknowingly. We think we have a good heart. We might do good works, but it's our human fleshly desire and nature to be prideful. But be warned, it says in Proverbs 29:23, a man's pride shall bring him low, but honor shall uphold the humble in spirit. Proverbs 11 verse 2 says, when pride comes, then comes shame, but with the lowly is wisdom. Proverbs 15:33 says, wisdom's instructions is to fear Yahweh and humbly come before honor. You see, the prophets of the scriptures, how you could identify someone who is possibly a prophet is the humility that they show. But those that show pride, well, what does it show? It says in Psalms 136, verse 6, though Yahweh is great, he cares for the humble, but he keeps his distance from the proud. 1 Peter 5, verse 6 says, so humble yourselves under the mighty power of Yahweh, and the right time he will lift you up in honor. Let me give you this advice. It says in Romans 12, 2, do not be conformed by this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is the good and acceptable and perfect will of Yahweh. Ephesians 4, 23 to 24 says, to be made new in the attitude of your minds and to put on the new self, created to be like Yahweh in true righteousness and holiness. And Romans 13, verse 14 says, rather clothe yourself with Yahweh, Yeshua, our wonderful Messiah, and do not think about how to gratify the desires of the flesh. Colossians 3, 12 says, therefore, as Yahweh's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourself with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. That's the identification of somebody who is close to Yahweh. We are called to be imitators of Yeshua, 1 Corinthians 11, verse 1. And all the glory, all the good things that come out from us, all the glory to be to Yahweh. Remember, we are just his mouthpiece. We are just people he is using. Without him, we are nothing. If you can acknowledge without Yahweh, you are nothing. Hallelujah. But if you don't think that is true, you need to question yourself. Corinthians 10:31 says, whether you eat or drink, whatever you do is all to the glory of Yahweh. And whatever you do, whether in word or deed, all in the name of Yeshua Messiah, give thanks to Yahweh. Colossians 3:17. It's all because of him. It's all because of him. Remember, live according to the way he says. Live according to the way he says. And he calls us to stop being proud and to be humble. But the problem is, and you see this with false prophets, they praise themselves. They give all praise and glory not to our Creator, but to themselves. And I'm speaking about this today because I know so many people like this. And it's a red flag. It shows you where a person really is. And it shows you how to identify a false prophet. Jeremiah 9, 23 to 24 says, this is what Yahweh says. Don't let the wise boast in their wisdom, or the powerful boast in their power, or the rich boast in their riches. But those who wish to boast should boast in this alone, that they truly know me and understand that I am Yahweh, who demonstrates unfailing love and who brings justice and righteousness to the earth, and that I delight in these things. I, Yahweh, have spoken. You see and understand this? It says in Proverbs 27:2, let someone else praise you, and not your own mouth, an outsider, and not your own lips. Stop praising yourself. Isaiah 64:6 says, we are all infected with impure sin. When we display our righteous deeds, they are nothing but filthy rags. Like autumn leaves, we wither and fall, and our sins sweep up us away in the wind. So when you give the poor, don't announce it with a triumph of fanfare. That's what hypocrites do in the synagogues and on the streets in order to be praised by people. I can guarantee this truth, that they will be their own, they will be that will be their only reward. Matthew 6:2. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Remember what it says in 1 Corinthians 13:3. And if I donate all my goods to feed the poor, and I give my body in order to boast, but I do not have love, I gain nothing. Love and humility is everything. And this is what suffering well is about. Boast in Yahweh alone and nothing else, not yourself. In Yahweh alone. Galatians 6:14 says, as for me, may I never boast about anything except the cross and the Yeshua Messiah. Because of the cross, my interest in this world has been crucified. And the world's interest in me has also died. Therefore, as the scriptures say, if you want to boast, boast about Yahweh alone. 1 Corinthians 1:31. That's what we need to do. All the glory be to Yahweh. All the glory be to Yahweh, and throw the pride about. And this all leads to humility and humbleness. And that is the true measure of where we truly are with our Messiah. Humility. It's a word, but it's not easy to attain. When we get to that place where you're willing to give up your life, but you're not seeking stardom or fame or anything. You're not seeking to see how many friends you have on social media or how many people know you, or even if your name is known or not. You're just preaching the word of Yahweh and giving all the glory to Him. And you're satisfied with that and that alone. Humility. Yahweh showed humility, and He humbled Himself and came down from heaven in the form of man through Yeshua, our wonderful Messiah. That's what He did for us. And He wants us to understand this example when He says, be imitators of us. James 4:10 says, humble yourselves before Yahweh, and He will lift you up in honor. Let Him lift you up in honor. Philippians 2 verse 5 says, let this mind be in you, which was also in Yeshua Messiah. And Micah 6:8 says, O people, Yahweh has told you what is good, and this is what He requires, to do what is right, love mercy, walk in humility with your Creator. Do what is right, righteous, do the Torah. Love mercy, forgive others as you have been forgiven, and walk humbly with your Creator. All the glory be to Him. That sums it up. That's the scripture I want you to write down today. Micah 6:8. We've spoke about this in the past. Micah 6:8, how important that verse is. And to break that down and to understand it. Do what is right, love mercy, and to walk humbly with your Creator. Those are the three signs of somebody who's close to Yahweh. For if you have somebody, I don't care what they say, if they're not doing what is right, if they're not following the commandments, they're an incomplete. Those that have a difficult time showing others mercy, they're incomplete. And those who are not walking humbly with our Creator, they're incomplete. We're all incomplete, folks. But that's what Yahweh wants to do to us. He wants to humble us. That's where discipline comes in. He wants to humble us. The trials and everything we go through is for our benefit and our humility. 1 Samuel 2:7, Yahweh sends poverty and wealth, and He humbles and He exalts. Deuteronomy 8:2-3 says, remember how Yahweh, your Elohim, led you in the way of the wilderness through 40 years to humble and test you in order to know what was in your heart, whether or not you would keep His commands. He humbled you, causing you to hunger and then feeding you with manna, which neither you nor your ancestors had known, to teach you that man does not live by bread alone, but every word that comes out of the mouth of Yahweh. Many of us need to step back and be still and know He is Yahweh. We need to humble ourselves. Without humility, we'll not want to confess our sins. Without humility, we'll lie to ourselves and say you're not a sinner. But Yahweh will discipline you and open your eyes on His timing to let you know these things. 2 Chronicles 7:14 says, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven, and I will forgive their sin, and I will heal their land. Do we understand the process of that? It says, if my people call me by my name, Yahweh, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, which is living against the commandments, then and only then I will hear from the heaven and I will forgive their sin and will heal their land. He's given us in the scriptures the recipe over and over again what we need to do. We have the instructions. We should know what we need to do. The easy way of humbling yourself and the hard way is Yahweh humbling you. He's telling us what to do. It's going to happen one way or the other. He wants to humble us before we could do it on our own and not deal with all the hardships that come through it. How many of you listening right now are ready to humble yourselves? Don't say you're there. Don't say you're ready. No, say I got work to do. I got work to do. I'm a filthy rag and I want to be cleaned. I want to be washed. I want a new life. I want to do better every day. I want to change this around. Stop saying, well, I did this and I did that and I do this and I do that. No, start saying I didn't do this. I forgot to do that. I should have did that. And lift yourselves up and help you. Help yourself to be closer to him. And all the glory be to Yahweh. Matthew 23:10-13 says, and do not be called masters either, because you have one master, the Messiah. The greatest among you will be your servant. Whomever exalts himself will be humble, and whoever humbles himself will be exalted. Remember when Yeshua washed the feet of his disciples. Remember that. Can you think about people lower than you that you would be willing to wash their feet? Do you now begin to understand what humility is? Can you think about washing the feet of your enemies? Do you now understand what it is to be humble and to show the grace and the mercy of Yahweh? Can you think about going to a homeless person on the street and said, I bought you new socks and new shoes and I want to wash your feet. I got a bucket of water and I just want to do this for you. Can you think about doing that? Can you think about going to an enemy of yours and saying, I want to wash your feet? And look what Yeshua did. Look what Yeshua did. The most powerful man in the world, in the whole world, wanting to wash the feet of those below him. And if we think in our minds that we would never even conceive of doing something that, if we'd be embarrassed or shamed by doing something like that, think about how much work you need within you. For all our Creator has done for us. For all our Creator has done for us. Remember, it says, forgive those who we forgive us our offenses of those we've forgiven. Remember, Yahweh opposes the proud. It says in James 4:6, but he gives us more grace. That is why scriptures say, Yahweh opposes the proud, but shows favor to the humble. And Proverbs 3:34 says, he mocked the proud mockers, but shows favor to the humble and the oppressed. He shows favor to them. We must see that we are all sinners and we need a savior. We must humble ourselves. Romans 3:22-24 says, this righteousness is given through faith in Yeshua Messiah, all who believe. There is no difference between a Jew or a Gentile, for all who have sinned and fall short of the glory of Yahweh, and all are justified freely by his grace through the redemption that came through Yeshua, our wonderful Messiah. It's humility that leads us to depend on Yahweh and follow his ways. So when you wash the feet of those homeless people, when you wash the feet of your enemies, don't go on the internet boasting what you did. You don't have to post pictures showing how righteous you are. No, just do it and don't tell anyone about it. Just do it and tell that person, this is all to the glory of Yahweh. Would you take a day and do that? Say, today I'm going to go out and I'm going to, you know, it's one thing to walk past a homeless person and give them a dollar bill in their cup. It's another thing to take them out to lunch and spend time with them. It's another thing to buy them new shoes and socks and wash their feet. You know, it's another thing to let them take a shower somewhere or get them a clean shower. Get them a hotel room for a night. You understand these things? You understand it? Don't tell people about that, but do these things. Humility leads us to depend on Yahweh and follow his ways. Jeremiah 10:23 says, I know, O Yahweh, that the way of man is not in himself, that it is not a man who walks to direct his steps. James 1:22 says, but be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. Show people who Yahweh is through your humbleness and your humility. Show him that. It's humility that brings us closer to him. And just as we see the red flags of other people in the way they act, in the way they boast, well, others will see Yahweh through us. And no red flags in our humility, but in our pride and our boastful attitudes and our fleshly desires, they will see us. So think about that. Think about it. Think about what we do every day and how we do it. Don't neglect what Yahweh wants us to happen. Remember, don't neglect that. Refusing to humble ourselves stops us from thinking. It's because I'm so good. It's because I obey Yahweh and because I'm better than everyone else. We can't think like that. It says in Deuteronomy 9:4, after Yahweh your Elohim has driven them out from before you, do not say to yourself, Yahweh has brought me here to take possession of this land because of my righteousness. No, it is on the account of the wickedness of these nations that our Creator is going to drive them out before you. It's all because of him. Remember, remember, he wants to use us for his glory. He wants us to be examples of him. And Yeshua, the most humble, submissive person in all of Scripture, says these two words, follow me, follow me. So I pray you're all getting this, and I pray you'll all think about acts of humility, and not just once, not just one day, on a consistent basis, to go do acts of humility without telling others or showing others what you've done. I'll leave you with this. I was walking with a man, and we saw a homeless person with no shoes. And my friend gave that person the shoes off his feet. Take that as an example. And suffer well, suffer well. Have a blessed day, everybody. Yahweh be with you this day and always. And suffer well. Shalom, shalom.
Come out of the world. You have been listening to Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Nisan. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to Torah Life Ministries, P.O. Box 16156, West Palm Beach, Florida 33416. And thank you for your prayers and generous support. Torah Life Ministry.
Here I am. I am ready to receive everything you want and need. There is more. Here I am. There is nothing in the way. Oh, that you'd find my faith an open door. Oh, that you'd find my faith an open door. Let your presence cover me. Let your presence cover me. And in your presence I receive far beyond what I could find.